It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, welcome to another video. I'm Nan Ross, and today's episode is how to change your self-image. I had this belief, especially when I was younger, that I had to accept who I was as a person. I was led to believe that, you know, it is part of my DNA. Who I am as a person is part of my DNA. It's part of my genes, my personality trait. That's just who I am. That I have to be able to accept it, to love it and accept it. But what if you don't like yourself? Hear me out. What if you don't like or tired of experiencing pain and suffering, like repetitively? What if you're tired of going through a financial struggle? It seems to be like something most of your life that you seem to just be robbing Paul to pay Peter. What if there's a personality characteristic that you know that is holding you back from your true potential? What if someone looks at you and only notice your flaws? And yes, you can change your self-image. You can become a better version of you, where you're not attracting so much pain and suffering. That when people think or look at you, it's of dignity, it's of respect, it's of love, instead of hate. This electromagnetic field, also known as aura, it actually surrounds us. This electrical impulse is a reflection of your thoughts, your desires, and your feelings. And depending on what you're thinking or what you're feeling, it is going to attract situations and people that's in alignment with that electrical impulse. It's kind of like a magnet. So for example, if you seem to be in a constant state of mind of depression or anxieties, let's say more than 50% of your day, you might be depressed or worried. You will start to attract people who are worried. you will start to manifest situations where you need to continue to worry. Dr. Joe Dispenza. He is like a New York bestseller author. He is a doctor, also a scientist in neuroscience. He said, your personality is your reality. So in order for you to change your reality, change your experience, and change the people that you're attracting, you have to change your personality. So how is this possible? You're probably thinking, you know, personality, you can't change that. That's like part of your DNA. That's part of your genetic code. Throughout the day, we have between 60 to 70,000 thoughts that runs through our mind. Not all is gonna have some type of emotional attachments to it. Some it just flies by, you don't really pay attention to it. you don't act on it. But 90% of those thoughts are the thoughts from the day before. So that means we are in autopilot with the same habits, the same behaviors, and also the same belief system. First, define the type of person you want to be. Define how you want to act. Define how you want to behave and how you want to think. Let your imagination run wild. Don't have no judgment. Don't worry about what your parents are going to say. Don't worry about the people in church is going to say. It has nothing to do with them. We're talking about you. Number two, what belief system or thoughts that causes negative emotions that you know that's hindering your true potential? Whether it might be generational, whether it might be something childhood, maybe it's just past experience, or maybe actually seeing someone else experience that. Because people, you know, have a certain belief system because they might see their friends going through it. I know people who's like, I'll never get married. And they never been married before. They was like, marriage, that's too much drama. Yeah, that's a belief system, okay? Especially a limited belief system. Think of a mummy, right? So the linen cloth is suppressed negative emotions, right? So as you wrap the mummy in different layers, if we have all these negative emotions, anything from generational, from childhood, from past experience, and they are not being resolved, we're technically like walking around with buried alive emotions. So technically, we all kind of walking around as a falsified identity. We're not even who we are. You can't be who you truly are as a person when you have buried alive emotions. So when we have these incorrect perceptions about ourselves, we make like ineffective decisions. And that gives us like unwanted results. So let's correct those perceptions or change them to change the results. If you could create a more empowering belief system, what would it be? Take that list and then write down the more empowering belief system that you want to change. Now, this can be a little challenging for some people, especially when certain belief systems might be heavily rooted in religion or even generational. But no one can save you. Only you can. No one's going to help you change your life. Only you can. Okay, so the fourth way or the fourth step is what emotions you want to feel with this empowering belief system. Because that is the key. You got to define how you want to feel. So when we create this new thought form, this new belief system, along with a feeling or emotions, there's something called the neuropeptide, which is a protein-like molecule that actually sends a message between the brain and the body. And based on the type of emotion, it's going to trigger certain hormones. Emotions like, you know, anger, depression, it actually triggers the stress hormones, which in return is going to manifest unhappy situations. On the other hand, if it's the more positive emotion, it is going to trigger the feel-good hormones, which is your dopamine, which in return will manifest more favorable results. Once you have an awareness that you need to think, change the way you think, change the way you feel, change your behaviors, something happens to our body. There's an interruption. You come in with this new thought process and this whole, which is totally different. It's gonna be like, whoa, hold on. What are you talking about? Love and talk about happiness. I'm used to depression and worriness. Like, we don't know what to do. So it sends a signal back to the brain, because the brain is only, the brain wants us to think what we're used to thinking. So it's just like, you might find yourself saying, well, you know what? This is really gonna work. Oh, well, maybe I'll start in the new year. I got too much going on right now. Or, you know, you might open up your mailbox and get this letter and you'd be like, damn. And all of a sudden, everything that, you know, from step from 1 to 4, you just threw it out the window. That is going to happen. But you are stronger. You control your mind. So what you're going to say is no. When you start feeling or start have the feelings of uncertainty or you just unsure, you tell yourself, no, I'm going to control my life now. And you're gonna do what I command you to do. You gotta put your mind in check. I like that. So the sixth way is to create a mental movie. Some people might call it a mental rehearsal, but this visualization technique, like I said, it's there's no right or wrong way of doing it. But a mental movie is going to strengthen neural circuits. And it's actually going to activate certain circuits as if the experience already has occurred. Create a mental movie of this new belief system. With this new belief system of how you're thinking, how you're feeling, everything from the way you walk, from how people are approaching you, everything. Make it up. Make it up. Then start to train your body, the emotions with the visualizations. So you ready to, was it step 4 or so? You already outline, no, step 5. You already outline the emotions that you want to be in alignment with this new belief system. So you have to start feeling that emotions. And at first it might be hard, but sometimes I've noticed in the beginning with the visualization, I had to like think of something totally different. Let's say I wanted to feel the emotions of being happy. So I would have to think about something way left field, something that has nothing to do with what I want to manifest, and get that feeling, get that vibration up, and then switch back into the subject matter in this mental movie. See, our body it's like an unconscious mind. It does not know the difference between a emotion that was created by experience versus an emotion that was created by thought. That's why when, you know, you watch scary movies and you jump, like some people, they probably look at scary movies as a joke. Others, you know, they jump in, they add suspense. They get this fight and flight mode for a couple of seconds. But keep watching those scary movies. You're gonna cause some disease eventually. That's why I don't do scary movies. So number 7, you have to be repetitive. Make this a daily practice. If you slip up, it's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself. Like I said, this was part of my journey. And there was times when I slipped up and I was hard on myself. And it was like, you know what? This is part of my journey. As long as you jump back on that bandwagon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.